Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm so glad you're listening. You know I'm excited because I have another founder. I like people that have started companies. I don't care if it's even one person. The advice of somebody who's done it is the most valuable advice we can give you. I have Andrea Lake with me. She's the founder of a few things. Let me tell you, she's the founder of Sticker Junkie. She's the founder of Teacher.com and Power Chick Mafia. And she's also the co-author of How to Build a T-Shirt Empire. Andrea, it's great to have you on the podcast.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. So how did you end up becoming an entrepreneur in the first place?
Well, it started basically by accident. I started my first company when I was 18 years old, I guess 17 years old, with these juggling toys called rhythm sticks. You hold one stick in each hand, use the two you're holding to throw around the middle stick. And it made so much money that I didn't go to college and started my first company a couple years later.
That is, if I was with my friends, I could run into a comical tangent on you doing these, spinning these things. But I'm assuming, I mean, where did you do this? Where did you perform this at?
I actually also did them on fire, and I got to be a fire thrower with Jane's Addiction and a bunch of other bands that were popular in the 90s, and I would sell them on Venice Beach and at street fairs and in kite stores and head shops and tattoo shops. They sold them all over the place.
Oh, wow. So yeah, it's just, that is a happenstance if ever I've heard one on the show. I love it. So take me through what, you know, tell me about Sticker Junkie.
Mm-hmm. So I started my first clothing company, which was anti-establishment in 98, and we had loads of different t-shirt designs, and every t-shirt design, we had 98 of them, they all had stickers. So all these local San Diego bands, when I would sell at different events, would say, hey, can you make stickers for us? Can you make stickers for us? And I was like, no. And then finally, one day, five people asked me one day, and I was like, wait a minute, maybe yeah. I can. And that literally is how Sticker Junkie started in 1999.
So golly, Dave, you've got 22 years later and we're selling stickers. I have a boxer, so there's always a chance Bella could be a part of this podcast. So that is incredible. Now tell me about Teacher, T, if I'm correct, it has two E's, right?
It does.
Great. T-E-E-A-C-H-E-R, teacher.com. Tell me about that.
Well, it's teaching people how to start t-shirt companies. So I started my first clothing line in 98, and then I very quickly opened a distribution line, and I owned the exclusive sales rights on the merchandise for Minecraft, World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, Walking Dead, all the biggest video games in the world. And I met my business partner, Dan Caldwell, who is the founder of Tap Out Clothing, which of course has done hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. And just by chance, the Learning Annex asked us to teach a class 1 year for them. And then we created this whole course on how to start a t-shirt company. And we've had phenomenal success with it. Two of our co-teachers now who teach came to us as students in the course. One is Griff from Combat Flip Flops, who came to us when he was $40,000 in debt and about to close his doors. And we mentored him, and now he's at $7 million in sales and was on Shark Tank and is just a total badass. We have a bunch of testimonial stories like that.
I love it. No, I mean, I love it. The whole purpose of the podcast is to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs, and you're equipping. I mean, this is incredible. So if they go to this site, teacher.com, is this the one that where they can learn how to have a t-shirt business?
Yes, that's right. And it's two E's, like two E's.
Yeah.
People how to do t-shirts.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes anyway. So my producer's listening to me and he'll make sure it's perfect. All right, now we move on to powerchickmafia.com. Tell me about that one.
Ooh, isn't that a good name? So that's, I've coalesced because I actually have started 14 companies. And so I have a just group of super power chicks who are my closest friends. So the upper end of Power Chick Mafia is a bunch of women who have done over 10 million in annual sales selling whatever products that they've started, and they all started from scratch. And we teach up-and-coming female entrepreneurs how to do it.
I love it. I love that. No, that's, there's just no beating around the bush. Bottom line is we've done more than $10 million and we want to help you. So that is Power Chick Mafia. So tell me this, what's the one piece of advice, or let me redo it this way. What's the one thing when you first got started you wish you would have known that you know now? So 22 years ago, I wish I would have known this one or two things.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the best advice my mentor ever gave me. And when I implemented it, my sales went from 150,000 annual the next year over 1 million. And that was to put a dollar figure on your time. So for example, at that time, my dollar figure was $20 an hour. That was a whopping figure to me way back then. And so I said, well, anything that's less than $20 an hour, I'm hiring that out for somebody else to do that. So the first day that my first employee came in, she was there for 4 hours, and I made a rule for myself that the whole entire time she was there, I was going to make sales calls. I was going to do stuff that made the company money. She was there for 4 hours. I made $1,500 in sales just by phone calling all of the stores and asking if they needed more merchandise. And I just looked at her at the end of the shift and said, can you start full time tomorrow?
Yeah. And then that's it. The one thing I always say, what's the one thing that if you did would move the needle the most? And, you know, there's the book on the one thing, but it's true. Is it's amazing how founding entrepreneurs get so sidetracked by low level tasks.
Because they're
too cheap. I apologize to interrupt, but it's amazing how frugal they are. Like, well, I've got the time to do it. No, you don't.
That's right. Penny wise and pound foolish, for sure. And my mentor also said to me, Andrea, I promise you that you actually can ship boxes better than anyone in your company, but you don't want to spend all your days shipping boxes, because I didn't have any employees back then. And I just couldn't believe how right he was, how much cheaper it was for me to have employees and just focus on making money.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, I that was one of the few things I did okay, because maybe I was just too lazy or didn't understand my industry enough, so I had to bring people in to help me. But I work with people, and they're so trapped with such mundane activities. And I'm like, listen, as the founder, you're figuring out how to make money, how to find more ways to make money, staffing people that can help you make money, and thinking about how to make money. I mean, there you go. There's your to-do list.
That's it. If you don't make money, you don't have a business. So
I know. I call it the law of profit. I get so many DMs about this feel good stuff, but I want to do that. I want to change the world. I want to do this. I go make money and then start giving it away.
That's
Bill
right.
Gates had a really nice model. I'm going to make about $60 billion and I'm going to start giving a lot of it away. And then I'll get my friends to give away too.
Exactly.
It's amazing though how, you know, everybody's afraid of making money. I find it the law of profit. If your company doesn't make money, you will not be around. So that was your, obviously, and you probably share that with people. What's some of your great startup advice that you share with your Power Chick Mafia that is kind of like your go-to piece of advice when you start working with people?
It's funny that you say this, because it literally is, and I say it exactly this way: make money first. Make money first. Because so many people,
you're singing in my choir. Keep going.
I really am. You and me, same page.
Yeah.
Because so many people are like, I have to get this website exactly right, and I have to get all of this paperwork exactly sorted out, and I have to file this thing and build this over here, and it has to be perfect. So one of my business partners, Travis Steffen, who is an amazing entrepreneur, you should have him on the show.
I'd love to.
Yeah, I'll intro you.
Yes, please.
Said to me one day, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your website that went live, then you launched too late.
It's so true. I people always try to get me to, you know, have lunch with people, and I never do lunch, but I'll do a quick coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. So I order a kid's hot chocolate. So you're getting maybe 12 minutes of my time, and I'll sit down and people start pitching me stuff, and they're doing this. And I just stop and I say, how much money have you made? And the most embarrassing, uncomfortable look goes on their face. And I go, don't take this the wrong way, but you have a very expensive hobby.
That is exactly right. If you're not making money, you don't have a business.
Yeah, but I got the website. I've got this. I've taken courses. Great. Show me how much money you've made.
That's exactly right.
It's the law of profit. And what I have found is when you're making money, you can solve nearly any problem.
That's right.
Have no money, you can't solve any problem.
Yes. If you have a problem that money can solve, you don't have a problem if you have money.
I never, when I first brought in a business partner and we were contracting a lot of work, and he says, every other problem we can solve. Every other problem we can solve. We've got the most important thing, you know, in the startup, we are making money. People want to buy what we're offering. We're in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I it's nice talking to somebody who thinks like I do. It's such, in most entrepreneurs, the good ones, we all know you got to make money. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the, what I always tell people, it's really simple. The reason why I like the law of profit, making money as your fundamental overriding goal, is if you're not making it, you're doing something wrong and something has to be changed immediately anyway. So it's really great. It's a great measuring stick because it has no, it's not any, there's no emotion in it.
Right.
If you're making money, you're doing a few things right. If you're not making money, you better change the strategy.
Yes, 100%. And one of the other things that I always teach in the Power Chick Mafia, because a lot of women have, a lot of people in general, especially in America, have hiccups around making money or feeling deservability about making money or feeling that it's okay to make a lot of money. And especially to the women, I just teach them that there is no better act of self-love and self-care than creating financial stability for yourself. Like, if you set yourself up with stability and security, that is a really loving action towards yourself. Because a lot of people are like, well, it's not spiritual to make money. And I'm like, well, loving yourself is a spiritual practice.
Well, let me break their whole spiritual thing down. I went to Liberty University, Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. After God created everything, you want to know what he created next? Read it. I think it's verse 14, but it's gold. He said, gold is good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was an economic engine pretty far back, because the problem is this, is that when you're broke, you're not a lot of help to anybody.
That's right.
You can only give of your time. It's a one-to-one ratio. It's so limited. You know,
yeah,
it's,
you can't get poor enough to help poor people be wealthy. I mean, you can't get sick enough to help sick people be well. Like, you can only live by example. So it's the only way to do it. And I started from nothing. Nothing. And I didn't go to college. And so if I failed, I had no backup plan. And I did not come from an entrepreneurial family. I started with $0. So like, anybody really can do, it's an attainable thing to build a company and make it profitable and run it for years, for over 20 years.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I write about it. What I love about entrepreneurship more than any other profession, it doesn't have qualifiers other than things you can develop yourself. In other words, if you want to be an engineer, okay, your brain's got to be kind of wired in a certain way, because I have an engineer on staff. His brain runs a certain way, and he has an engineering degree. I'm glad he does. He knows that everything that carries weight has this type of ratio, can span this. Great for it. My wife's a nurse. That's good. Okay, you need to have metal. And there's certain professions, but entrepreneurship, did you take action on an idea? Was it a profitable idea? Could you recruit a team? Did you have some salesmanship? Did you have energy? I mean, it's all things that you can create in yourself.
Exactly. Did you literally just wake up and work on your business every single day? Because that is what it takes to be successful. That is literally, I believe, what separates people who make it as entrepreneurs from people that don't in general. Obviously, there can be extenuating circumstances, yeah. But in general, if you just keep after it and work at your company every single day, you're going to make progress.
Absolutely. I say, assuming you have a profitable idea, the only reason why I say that sometimes, and even the reality is this, even really talented people can beat a bad product into submission to some degree. It's not really profitable. We have that tendency, but then we start looking at the numbers and we go, this really isn't as good as I thought. Mm-hmm. But it's so true. I mean, if you listen to, you know, Elon Musk, and he talks about 100 hours a week, and he says, it's just simple math. Mm-hmm. If you work 40, I work 100. I'm going through 4 years and you're 1 year.
Yeah.
And that's called massive action.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I'm excited about this Mafia Chick thing. I think powerchickmafia.com for all my female listeners. I can't think of anything that would be more helpful to you. So I think I love mastermind groups. I love people connecting with other people. This is the rule that I have on that. If somebody has been there, if somebody is where you want to be, then they can get you there faster and they can take you further than you can currently do it yourself.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the mentor relationship. I got my mentor, who's this very big billionaire guy that's had hundreds of millions of dollar exits in multiple verticals. And he started mentoring me when I was like 25 or 26 or something. But previous to that, I just kept going to the person that was the next couple of steps up for me. So when I had sold zero t-shirts, I met somebody that was sold $1 million worth of t-shirts in a year, and he was my mentor. And then when I surpassed his numbers, I met somebody that was doing about $15 million a year, and he was my mentor. And then when I surpassed those numbers, I met my true mentor, who's been my lifelong business mentor. And the best thing that you can do when you get a mentor is close your mouth and listen, because that person has done exactly what you want to do and they know how to get you there.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I shared this story before, but I know Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup for the Soul. He was at an event and, you know, and all these influencers have a certain amount of money that they make, and it was good, but he had heard what Tony Robbins was making and it was at a totally different thing. And so he approached Tony like, how, you know, whatever. And he says, Mark, it's easy. You know, you're spending time around millionaires. I spend time around billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different. Yeah. See, he just went to the next level. I'm spending time around billionaires. And that, yeah, definitely takes you to the next level. Andrea, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You get the floor for a minute. Send all our audience and people that can benefit from you, give every piece of information you possibly can. The floor is yours.
Well, I think the most important thing is you really can do it. Seek out tactical advice. It's so good to have mindset advice, and a lot of people offer that, but seek tactical, like checklist, do this, do this, do this advice within your vertical, and then implement the advice that you're getting, and you'll succeed as long as you keep after it. And, you know, just be really, really easy on yourself, trust in yourself, believe in yourself, and only tell your ideas to somebody who's going to be supportive about your ideas, especially in the beginning, because there are a lot of people out there who will crush your dreams before they start. But literally just get after it and you totally, totally can do it.
No, I love that advice. Again, you need to look at powerchickmafia.com. We have stickerjunkie.com and other things. Teacher, if you want to get into the t-shirt selling business, that's TEEACATR.com. Listen, how do people connect with you, Andrea?
Oh, my website is andrealake.com.
There you go. She is the author of How to Build a T-Shirt Empire with Dan Campbell. So Dan Caldwell, I apologize, said that wrong. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.
All right, audience. We equip, we encourage, we educate entrepreneurs, and we try to do it in the shortest amount of time possible because I've got a lot of stuff to do today. We will talk again soon.